Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
European leaders meeting in Brussels have reached an agreement on how to help Greece with its debt crisis. The European Union president said they'll take determined and coordinated action if necessary to safeguard financial stability in the Eurozone. But how will this affect us here in America? For the answer, let's turn to our friend and Newsweek columnist, Dan Gross. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
So how is this possible bailout for Greece going to affect us here in the States?
Well, directly, very little. I mean, the big impact of this crisis, Greece is a very small economy. It's only 2 or 3% of the whole Eurozone. But what we've seen happen as a result of this is the dollar has gained strength against the euro. This speaks to weakness in the Eurozone and the European Monetary Union. So if you're going to planning a trip to Europe, you're going to find yourself with a little more buying power. The other area where this has a direct effect, the euro getting weaker, and also these are indications that Greece and other countries in Europe have to tighten their belt, cut their wages, basically consume less. That means that these markets will be less robust for our exports, and so we will probably be exporting a little less to Europe going forward.
Should we be worried about a secondary recession in Europe?
Well, look, you know, in normal times, Europe always grows more slowly than the U.S. That is one of the fundamental differences, right? They trade off stability and a better safety net for slower growth. Of course, they are now having the worst of both worlds, which is slow growth and a period of less stability and a sense that they are going to have to cut back on some of their safety nets. The price of Greece getting aid and then Spain and Portugal, and then people say Italy down the road. These are all countries in the southern part of Europe with very high levels of debt, with dysfunctional political systems, with large sort of gray areas of the economy where they don't cut taxes. They are all going to have to cut back on public wages, public pensions, things like that.
Okay, thanks, Dan. Dan Gross is a columnist for Newsweek.